Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Here's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, Rachel, I met you at the school cafeteria the other day. No, I wasn't spaghetti and meatballs. I was barbecued ribs. Right.
Greg, guess what happened?
Sitting right across from you.
I chinned myself five times.
Brown hair, blue eyes. I left out my ribs.
Didn't you hear me? I chinned myself five times.
Can't you see I'm on the phone?
Yeah, but I'm the...
I didn't get a chance to talk to you because I had to go to basketball.
I'm the only one in my class who can do that many chin-ups.
Hold on a second. That's pretty good for a kid your size. But not now. I'm on the phone. Sorry, Rachel. Listen, I can't get over to the library right now, but I'll call you again tonight, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm gonna keep practicing. By the end of the week, I'll be able to chin seven or maybe eight times. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Pretty good? It's sensational.
Well, let's not get carried away. I can do twice as many chin-ups, but I don't go around yelling my brains out about it.
I bet you $1,000,000 you can't do twice as many chin-ups as I can.
I wish you had $1,000,000.
I'll bet you 1,000.
Will you stop being ridiculous?
You're just chicken. You won't bet me because you know you'd lose.
Bobby, keep it cool, huh?
Then bet me. By the end of the week, you can't do twice as many chin-ups as I can.
Okay, wise guy. You got yourself a bet.
Great. What do you want to bet?
I know. You have to do everything I tell you to do for a whole week.
Okay. And if I win, you have to do whatever I tell you.
Right.
It's a bet. Shake on it. Come on, I'll play a game of 21.
I can't. I gotta train for my big bet with Greg.
What kind of bet?
The loser has to do whatever the winner tells him for a whole week.
A whole week?
Wow. What'd you bet on? By the end of the week, I bet he can't do twice as many chin-ups as I can.
How many can you do?
How do I know? It isn't the end of the week yet.
Hey, that looks pretty heavy.
Don't worry, I can lift it.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. Anything good in here?
No, just a few bills.
Yeah, you can have those.
No, thank you.
Hey, here's something from Fremont High School. That's me old alma mater.
They want their diploma back.
Yeah, it's very funny. Let's see. Ha-ha. I am cordially invited to the 20th reunion of my graduating class Saturday night.
Oh, that's great. We're pre-Saturday.
High school, wow. That's going way back there. Wonder if Smasher Duran will be there.
Smasher?
Yeah, we had a bunch of great nicknames in high school. We had Smasher, Tiger, Porky, Flathead.
Did you have a nickname?
That's his plan on going.
You did have one. What was it?
That is something you will never find out.
Well, I will, too. I can just ask everybody at the reunion.
Oh, Carol, you wouldn't do that.
Well, of course I would.
Yes, I think you would. Hot lips.
Hot lips? Why in the world would they call you Hot Lips?
Greg, can I borrow your dictionary?
Sure, help yourself.
Thanks. How come you're not out doing push-ups or something?
For what?
The bet you made with Bobby.
Are you kidding? I don't have to train to do twice as many anything as Bobby.
When you win, I hope Cindy learns a lesson from this, too.
Cindy?
Yeah. Little brothers aren't the only ones who can be a pain in the neck. Marcia, I can make my bed faster than you. Marcia, I can get dressed faster than you. I wish I'd thought of making the bet with her.
It wasn't my idea. Bobby insisted on betting me. I got some interesting stuff planned out for that little character.
Nothing too rough, I hope.
Oh, of course, nothing too rough. On the other hand, nothing too smooth either.
What is that?
Oh, I dug out my old high school yearbook.
Can I see it?
Yeah. You believe those senior class pictures?
Oh, I'm going to see if I can find you.
You found me.
Yeah, I found you. You're so thin. Did your mother ever feed you?
Who could eat?
Why?
Well, my whole senior class year, I had a wild crush on a girl named Bobo, see?
Bobo?
Yeah, oh, you should have seen her. That was just her head.
Oh. You never told me about Bobo.
Didn't I? Well, that was just her nickname. She's right in there.
Oh, no, let me see if I can find her.
What, out of all the girls in my senior class?
I know what you like.
I'll give you three chances, and I'll bet you still can't find Bobo.
That's a bet.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. And I won't even need three chances, just one. What'll we bet?
How about the same bet that Greg and Bobby have? For 1 week, the loser has to do whatever the winner says.
You have got yourself a bet, Hot Lips.
Hi, how about a vitamin break? This stuff will put muscles on your muscles.
Thanks, Alice. What's in it this time?
I told you you wouldn't drink it.
I'm not drinking it anyway.
Well, okay, but Greg always used to drink this stuff when he was trying out for the football team. Said it made him strong as a horse.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't want to overdo it and hurt yourself, though, you know. Listen, when you're through with that exercise, why don't you try this one? Like that, see? That'll help develop your deltoid muscle.
Gee, I didn't even know I had a deltoid muscle. Where is it?
Right there. That's your deltoid. These are your triceps. Those are your biceps. And that's your pectoral.
Boy, I'm loaded with muscles.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to be in shape to beat Greg. He's pretty good, you know.
I'm going to be bitter.
Well, maybe. But you're going to have to go all out to prove it.
Why you're knocking yourself out, Bobby. Craig can beat you with one hand tied behind his back. Hi.
Hi.
I've really been working out, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want to feel the muscles in my arm?
Nope.
It's only fair to tell you that I'm up to 7 chin-ups now.
7? Wow.
I was thinking, a guy shouldn't take advantage of his own brother.
He shouldn't, huh?
No. And if you wanted, I'd let you out of the bet. if you want it.
Are you kidding? No way. With this time next week, you'll be doing this for me.
Well, you had your chance.
Eight.
Come on.
Bobby. Boy, keep going, Bobby. You can do it.
Come on. Look at
him. Oh, Bobby.
I think this is his last one.
Nine.
Oh, Bobby, be careful. Don't overdo it.
That's it. Come on.
Ten.
Come on, Bobby. I'm rooting for you.
You're
strong. Yeah, I think you can. Yes, he can. Yes, so hard. Had a boy. Oh.
Had a boy, Bobby. Come on. 11. 11. Wow. Come on, do
12. Do 12. Come on. Just 11. 11. Yeah, you could be proud of yourself, son. That's over
twice as many as you did last week. It was a good try, but he's still gonna lose. Oh, yeah? Only if Greg can do 22 chin-ups.
You know, I think I should have bottled that energy juice I gave him.
One, two, three, four.
Come on, Greg, I'm rooting for you.
Six, seven,
19. Come on, Greg, you can do it.
I thought only flies had 6 feet.
I wish he was a fly. I'd swat him.
Oh, by the way, the fly sends a message. After you get through shining his shoes, he'd like to have you wash his sneakers.
Wash his sneakers?
Yeah. You can either throw them in the washing machine or put them on and take a shower.
Oh, that little...
I'd suggest taking the shower. It might help you cool off a little at the same time.
Will you be finished soon? We have to go to the library before it closes.
What's that got to do with me?
You're driving us.
I'm not driving you to the library.
Yes, you are. Bobby said so. We'll wait in the car.
After you finish that, Bobby said the sandpaper is skateboard.
Do you know what you can tell Bobby?
Sure, that you'll do it.
Hey, hold it. That's the last piece, and Bobby decided he wanted it.
I wonder what Bobo could be a nickname for. Let's see. Bernice Shearer. Bernice. Bobo?
Sally. Sally.
Sally. Oh, no, but how could Bobo stand for Sally?
Betty.
Betty? Betty. Bobo, Betty, Bobo, yeah.
Zelda.
Michael, breathe. That is terrible. And that is for Sally, and that's for Betty, and that is for himself.
Yeah, Rachel, it's great seeing you in school. But I still want to take you out. Well, what about a movie tomorrow night? Yeah, The Drive-In. It's a good double bill. A science fiction and a Western. Great, Rachel. Great, well, I'll pick you up at 7. Bye.
Sounds good to me.
What sounds good to you?
The double bill.
Exactly what does that mean?
I'm going with you.
No way.
Remember the bet?
Look, I've taken out the trash for you, and I hosed off the patio. I shined your shoes. I made your bed, cleaned your bike. I even let you beat me at checkers because you told me to. But that's it. That's it, understand?
You have to do whatever I tell you. That's the bet.
It didn't include taking you on dates.
It didn't include not. You Wilcher, I'm gonna go tell Mom and Dad. Mom, please try.
That has nothing to do with taking you on dates.
Hold it now, one at a time.
Okay, I've got a date, and
wait,
he doesn't listen to me on the telephone.
Me in the
and now he thinks he can go along with me, and I don't think he wants to go to the movies.
What's all the racket?
Dad, it has nothing to do with the bet.
Dad,
he wants to go along on this date I just made.
Hold it. I didn't hear anything either one of you said.
Well, that's the third time I've heard it, and I still can't figure it out.
Bobby?
Greg is going to the movies to see two neat pictures, and he won't take me.
I've got a date with a new girl, and I don't want the all-American kid tagging along.
Our bet was that the loser has to do everything the winner tells him. Everything!
I've done everything else, but dates are different.
Greg, if I remember correctly, the bet did include everything.
Not dates.
Well, look, Greg, it may seem a little rough, but when you make a bet, you have to be prepared to pay off. Okay, maybe next time you'll remember. No bet is a sure thing.
Oh, I'll remember all right. Okay, I'll just call off the date.
It's okay with me. I don't care if she comes along or not.
Listen, Mr. Chin-Up King, I've done everything you've asked, fair and square. But there's no way, no way are you going on my date with Rachel.
You're blocking my view. And I want some more popcorn.
You've already had three bags.
And I want some pizza.
I'll be back in a minute, Rachel.
Boy, you can really see better from up here.
Uh-huh.
Neat movie, isn't it?
Yeah, real neat.
Having fun, huh?
Oh, we're having a ball.
You see, I told Greg if I came, you wouldn't mind.
Here's the pizza you ordered. And that's all the food you get. Our bet had nothing to do with my going broke.
Greg, wouldn't it be nice if Bobby got in the back seat to eat his pizza?
Yes, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Shh.
I didn't do that. Want some pizza?
No.
How about you, Rachel? It's real good. Pepperoni and onions.
No, thank you.
You guys don't know what you're missing.
We know what we're missing.
You're blocking my view again.
Come on, Bobby, stop fooling around. You're not even watching the movie.
Neither are you.
I tell you what, why don't we all watch the movie?
Warm in here. Put the top down.
Put the top? Now look, Bobby.
You might as well do it, Greg.
What do you think you're doing?
It might rain. You wouldn't want Sweetie Pie to get wet, would you?
Now you're just being a wise guy. Put that umbrella away.
I told you it might rain.
Well, if it might rain, then I'm putting the top back up. Now you've done it. Wait till Dad sees this.
Well, I didn't know anybody there, but I really had a good time tonight.
Yeah, it was some reunion.
Oh, boy.
Well?
Well, what?
Come on, it's time to settle our bet. Which one was Bobo?
Well, she was one of the women there tonight, right?
Right, right. She was there.
Let me see.
Come on, come on. No stalling now. You had plenty of time.
Well, okay. I'll take a wild guess. Irene Hesselroth.
That's right. How did you guess that?
Simple deduction. Number one, I know what you like. Number two, I know what you don't like. And number three, she came over and introduced herself and said you used to call her Bobo. Oh, Greg and Bobby must be back.
Hey, I wonder how their big date with Rachel came out.
I figure it'll cost about $150 for a new top, Dad.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's just great.
Bobby, how could you do that?
I'm sorry. I guess that was what you call a little stinker.
A little stinker?
A big stinker. I'll pay for the new top, Dad.
Well, as Greg said, you know, a new top is going to cost about $150.
Well, Greg said he'd pay me $1 a week to do his chores.
Oh, great. You'll be doing his chores for 3 years.
That's okay. I deserve it.
Well, we'll discuss the financial arrangements later. I hope you've learned something from all of this.
I sure have. For one thing, I'll never bet on anything again. Because even if you win, you lose.
Is that all?
If I can ever boss anybody around again, I'll never be mean.
Well, that's good. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot the most important thing.
What's that?
Well, if you ever go to a drive-in movie in a convertible, never take an umbrella.
I think I'd like to read. Would you please get me my book? It's over there on the dresser.
I just got into bed.
Bobo.
Anything else while I'm up?
No, not that I can think of. Oh, honey, I think I need a tissue. Would you get one for me? They're right over there.
Bobo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, no. That's all. There is one other thing.
Now what?
He didn't kiss me goodnight.
Do I have to?
Thank you.